It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis announced the latest numbers on COVID-19 cases and fatalities in Colorado. He plans to expand that reporting to include race and ethnicity. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The state will begin reporting racial data as well as the number of patients who were discharged from the hospital after their conditions improved. Polis says he wants the state to have more uniform information so it can use it to fight the disease. More than 300 Coloradans have died so far from the new coronavirus. Across the state, almost 7,700 people have gotten the virus. Colorado also ordered a meatpacking plant in Greeley closed for 2 weeks after dozens of employees tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The Denver City Council has asked Governor Polis to freeze rent payments. Denverite's David Sachs reports the governor says he doesn't have that power. The council also called on the state's congressional delegation and President Trump to put a moratorium on mortgage payments. A company involved in the deadly Firestone home explosion in 2017 will pay fines on more than $18 million. Colorado energy regulators voted unanimously to approve the fines for Kerr-McGee, a subsidiary of Occidental Petroleum. Erin Martinez was severely injured by the blast, which killed her husband Mark and brother Joey.
The prevention of a future tragedy is a great way to honor both Mark and Joey. I appreciate the COGCC's hard work and dedication and look forward to seeing the penalty at work in keeping us all safer.
The fines will help create a public projects fund in memory of the two men. Money paid by Kerr-McGee will also help improve monitoring of methane and other gases to prevent future incidents. The regional head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is disputing the idea that the federal government prevented Colorado from buying 500 ventilators. Governor Polis has accused FEMA of jumping in to claim the ventilators for itself, but the regional director tells the Denver Post he believes the governor is mistaken and that the supplier may not have realized the federal government had a deal in place when it agreed to sell the ventilators to Colorado. Metro Denver and the Front Range have sunny skies today with rain tomorrow night and snow later on in the week. Highs in the 40s today around Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. 40s in Grand Junction and staying sunny through most of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. Good morning. This is CPR News.